Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Talk It by Default. I'm Dark Soundwind. With me tonight, we have Nova Conplay, a.k.a. Zangatsu Soul 117. He loves it, Nova.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. We also have Ratchet 412162. Y'all just lost the 412260 game, whatever fuck it is.
Hello, I am back from the dead.
Magically.
About fucking time.
We also have with us a special guest star, Gargoyle Man from YouTube.com. Not sure about the URL link, but I'll put that in the thing when I get it.
Hi. I've just unsolidified.
Pretty much. This is a special interview episode. We're going to be interviewing Mr. Gargoyle Man himself about his latest YouTube rant about the angry video game nerd. And I'm going to personally try to not touch this one as best as I can. Because I will be sad. Anyways, before I go on my questions, do any of you guys have any questions there, Nova and Ratchet?
Nope, none at the moment.
Son of a bitch, this is going to be a very short podcast then. Awesome. Your first day back and you fucking screwed up, damn it.
Hey, what can I say? I'm friends with a guy. I practically live with him at times. I fucking know the guy.
All right. Well, I'll ask the first question then. Why? Why rant about the angry video neighbor? Yeah, fuck angry video game nerd when he's got... He's pretty much an entertainment vessel. He's a major corporation entertainment, essentially, with video games, old Nintendo, Genesis, everything, every game on this planet. And why rant about him? I understand he doesn't finish his games, but have you played any of those games?
Well, not all of them, but I played most of them. To tell you the truth, his older videos were better from 2006 because he took his time with them. You see, ever since he went to Screw Attack, many of his videos became rushed and forced. I mean, yes, in his older videos, he doesn't always make it to the end. But whenever that happened, you know, he shows that he was making an effort to get past, you know, a certain part of the game. And, you know, he admits he wasn't able to get far. In his newer ones, he just rushes about the game. And sometimes he just exaggerates over a certain problem. Like in his Home Alone 2 review, for example, he said the word, he got stuck in his ladder part. And I play that game. Yes, it's horrible. But he just exaggerated about climbing the ladder. It's not that bad. I mean, it's a pain, yeah, because you need enough health so you won't get killed by those pigeons crapping on you. You see, the worst part he should have stopped on was level 3. I remember I almost wanted to kill myself playing that level. First of all, he should have, you know, the uncle's townhouse from the movie. He's supposed to get there because the jumps are, like, almost impossible to get by, and even activating the traps against Marf and Perry. He should have stopped right there. If he did reach that part, I would have liked that review. And also on it, when he did Batman on the Commodore 64, he just ended saying, "Oh great, that's just what we need, you know, the Commodore works when it feels like it." Now, I've owned a Commodore 64 when I was growing up as a little toddler. I mean, it was the first system I remember playing. I've had it up till the early 90s and it worked just fine. You see, that's a total exaggeration.
Well, if I may interrupt for a moment, I own several Commodore 64s, and I have had the same problem he has. It's one of those things of when the conduits inside of the Commodore 64 get old, they wear away. And I've repaired a few of mine to get them to work, but a lot of them you can't just fix. You have to take them out back with a shotgun.
I see. Well, I haven't had that problem. I mean, I know once in a while systems will break, but just exaggerating, he just, you know... That's just the norm of his most of his reviews, and pretty much not only that, but the humor too is also starting to go downhill. I mean, it's funny to meet certain characters and kill them, like with Freddy Krueger. That's the Nightmare on Elm Street review. That's always going to be my favorite review. But it was funny when he beat the crap out of Bugs Bunny, beating up characters starts to become the norm. I mean, it's better to approach meet a certain character and kill him or whatever, it's best to approach it in a different take, most of the time so it doesn't get stale. And pretty much, don't even get me started on his Odyssey review. I would have loved that review if it had shit pickle, you know. But the nerdy turd wasn't even funny at all. Not at all. Seriously.
Well, I personally have talked to him, and I agree with you about since he switched to Screw Attack, yes, his videos have gone downhill. He's somewhat. It's one of those things of lately he's taken a break from being the angry video game nerd to reflect on what he's done. It's one of those things, even he himself admits that he's not done his best work. And
I know.
It's one of those things that he's taken steps to improve his work. And yes, Screw Attack may not be the best suggestion for him, but Screw Attack is a very well-known video game review thing, I guess you could call it that. I'm not 100% sure about what Screw Attack is fully. But they own several conventions that go on, such as the Screw Attack Gamacon in Texas. They submit to PAX, Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle, Washington, now the PAX East. Yes, this is my one shameless plug for video game conventions, but they help charities. They do the Let's Play for Children, everything.
That's nice. Okay, that's nice. What was I going to say next? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every episode of AVGN since the Screw Attack era sucks. There are a few I do like Atari 5200, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Halloween, Dragon's Lair, the Sword Quest. Those were well done. I mean, the problem is that when it's like in the movie Wayne's World, when you sell out, it usually comes at a big price. Remember Wayne's World? What happened to Wayne and Garth's show?
Haven't seen the movie in 20 years?
Well, they were an independent... If you remember, they were an independent show at first in the movie, and then some city slicker comes and offers them a big opportunity, but at a price of selling out. You see, when you sell out, you have less control of your own works than when you were independent. You know, it's kind of like a flip side of the coin, you know? That's the issue.
Well, also, it's one of those things of... You really can't abuse Screw Attack. Screw Attack is a great site. I'm on their forums and everything, but you just... To call out and say a company is essentially ruining a video, it's hard to do. I mean, you're essentially comparing Screw Attack, a company that loves video games, that supports games, to Viacom. And I hate to compare them to that, but essentially that's what I get the feeling of.
I never said that. I never, ever had the intention
I understand you never said that, but what it's the feeling I get of that they're being compared to Viacom, a ruthless media corporation, from the video itself.
No, not like Viacom. To hell with Viacom. And definitely not like G4 either, which I lost all respect for. No way.
Haven't we all?
They don't even come as close to that at all. You see, how can I say this? One thing I would like to see in the future with James Rolfe is to see his full potential on his own with other projects. I mean, I like Board James. I love that, especially the latest one with Mr. Bucket. You've seen that one?
I'm just going to go on the record and say, I am not a pedophile when I watch that video several times a day.
You want a popsicle?
Would you like a popsicle?
You're done, Ratchet. You're done.
Damn.
Hey, Dopey, ain't no pedophile on this.
Ratchet, Ratchet, you just get the van. Just go get the damn van.
It's broken. Hey,
go get the candy.
But it's just one of those things of, I know, I'm not trying to insult you or anything by saying the Viacom thing. It's just how it felt to me by watching it.
I understand. I know how it feels. I know. But,
static.
Especially, like I was saying earlier, this is not... like I said, Screw Attack is still a lot better than Viacom. Or even worse, like I mentioned, G4, which I could go on and on about.
Well, of course, I mean, unfortunately, G4, they're just not even... can't even call themselves G4 anymore.
No. Not to mention they harbor right now, which is the worst review. Look, okay, before I get to this part, like I was talking about the declining of AVGN, just to let you know, I never said he was the worst. The worst review show, no matter what right now, is X-Play, which is sad. It used to be one of my favorite shows when it was part of Tech TV, but now it became so biased, self-contradictable, and so unfunny. They make Chris Bors, a.k.a. the Irate Gamer, look as good as AVGN's, you know, they're that bad. I'm not joking.
Okay.
I remember this. Well, there was this one review. I'm not making it up. Morgan Webb reviewed a game called Shining Tears, and you know what she did? All she did throughout the entire review was say this game sucks repetitively and annoyingly, without any proof whatsoever. I'd rather watch Irate Gamer's Muscle review a trillion times nonstop, and I'm dead serious.
And one thing I would like to add for G4, sorry to get in, but with G4 as of late, every time I see it, it's either a movie or something that has nothing to do with video games. So, seriously, what the fuck, guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, G4 became... Originally, they were Tech TV, which then Tech TV became G4, which originally was just about video games entirely. Then they added Cops. Then after Cops,
and I know the man responsible.
Cheaters.
The man is named Neil Tiles. That's his name. That's the man.
And now it's basically Spike TV Jr.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing that's on that's video game related is Screw Attack or not Screw Attack. Damn, what am I thinking of Screw Attack for? Ha! Metroid. X-Play and occasionally Attack of the Show is about video games. Not entirely, but it's just sad to see the decline of, I hate to use this word, gaming. We're apparently now marketable. And to coin a VG Cat's phrase, I know what we are, and we know what you aren't. We are gamers. You corporate media whores who think you can just offer us money, like, oh, looky, you want to advertise with 360? Go out and do it. And I personally play the 360. I love my 360, but when I get told on a daily basis of on the 360 of, oh, invite your friends, we'll give you half off of Xbox Live, or convince your friends to not play PS3, shame on them. I'm sorry, I'm a gamer. I have both a 360 and a Nintendo Wii, soon to be having a PS3. I have a Nintendo DS, I have a PSP. I'm sorry, but they all have good things, they all have bad things. You really cannot compare game systems based on their technology.
Like, kind of like what I was talking about in Screw Attack earlier. I wasn't dissing Screw Attack. All they're saying they're totally bad just because they ruined the AVGN show. I mean, yeah, they're good, but that's just one flaw. But hey, everyone has flaws. Like, in the words of the agents from the Matrix series, we're just basically only human.
Well, of course. Everything has flaws. Viacom has their suing YouTube. Google has their crap that I don't really know about they do. 360 has, well, their hardware issues. The Wii, well, it's just boring after 5 minutes.
Actually, I want to get this off my chest about YouTube. YouTube's biggest flaw is not the copyright issues. There's something far worse. You want to hear this? Get ready.
Is it Cloud, whatever his name is?
Nope.
Damn.
I don't even want to get into issues like that at all. Believe it or not, in YouTube, the system of DMCA reforms is so bad, you can easily pose as someone without proof whatsoever. And just file copyright claims against videos that have nothing to do with what you're reporting, and nor do the videos have anything of your own. And YouTube will be as gullible as Akane Tendo from Rama One Half, and just take down the video without, you know, any hesitation. They'll just take it out like it's a legitimate claim. They'll do that.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, YouTube's under the fair use thing, and which for those people that do not know about the fair use parody law. Look it up, and if you feel your videos were taken down wrongly, even though it's a parody, things such as Team 4 Stars, Dragon Ball Z Abridged was taken down when they had permission to post them. Toei Animation was like, oh, remove.
Yeah.
Which is why they no longer rarely post their videos on YouTube anymore.
Yeah. But I also find another alternative in case the worst happens to me, but it's very unlikely since I'm not that well known, but who cares? That's an advantage. Now, I think we're getting a little bit off subject here. We're supposed to be mostly talking about the AVGN. I have other stuff to say also.
Oh, go right.
You know, believe it. Okay, one thing I'm anticipating about this rant, but I'd be surprised if I missed it out despite my low popularity, is their fanboys. Which is best known as AVGN Nazis. In case you know what they are, right? You heard of them, right?
I have. They're the ones that took down the Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah. They go around calling people AVGN ripoff, or they're also very biased among, you know, even people who are doing rightful criticism, like I did with my like I was doing with against them, the AVGN show, and I wasn't trolling the James Rolfe. I'm just being, you know, just being honest criticism. You know, there's a difference between criticism and insulting. And even then, the fanboys, I'm just actually expecting that they're gonna, if they find my video, they're gonna send me floods of hate mail. Which, believe it or not, I would love to read, because I'm a guy who can take criticism better than most people I've seen on the internet can.
Well, of course. I mean, everyone really cannot. It's one of those things of everyone can't take criticism. For example, Sony, when, I hate to use this example for Sony, when they removed the other operating system choice on the PS3, their fan base started suing them. And, well, Sony's like, nah, we don't give a shit. It's our console, yeah. We can do whatever the fuck we want with, even though we agree to our own license agreements, we don't give a shit, fuck you.
Yeah, I see. Now, next thing I was going to say next, like I was saying about AVGN earlier, I just hope that the mainstay for him wouldn't just be his angry video gamer. Because one thing I would like to see about James Rolfe is I'd like to see him become a full-time true movie director, you know, and see it to his full potential with, you know, what he can actually do. Because that I would love to see, seriously. I'd like to see him get in the movie business and do stuff the way he would want to do it his own way, you know. Like, kind of like George Romero. Well in a way similar, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen his videos, most recently the Mr. Bucket video. He's not a bad actor / director. I mean, I understand him and his friend he calls Motherfucker Mike. I guess that's his name. I'm not 100% sure. I rarely watch Board James. But they do wonderful work together. I mean, I know they both do it together. It's obvious. And they're good people in this, and they have the green screen technology as seen in the Ninja Gaiden video, which I will say that is not an exaggeration. That game is hard as fuck.
Yeah, that was actually the first game I've ever played that got me into hardcore gaming. That was the first, as a kid, I remember playing that. That was the first time I ever got into challenging games.
I mean, it's just one of those things of his video about the Ninja Gaiden thing was not an exact. I mean, I understand most of his videos are exaggerations, but Ninja Gaiden is not an exaggeration. For all you youngins who think, oh, that's easy, go buy it on the Wii Shop channel, whatever. I do not support piracy of ROMs, but if you have a need, do it, whatever. Just get the game, play it for a little bit, and watch the curse words fly as you die.
Yeah, I've experienced that as a kid, so yeah, that is true. Not to mention Battletoads.
Oh,
he was
Jesus.
Right about that game, too.
Yes.
I'll have to admit it. And you know, it took me, I think 19 years just to beat that game. And just recently, I just did without cheats or anything.
Unfortunately, the only Game Genie codes I could find were one-hit kills. Oh, that means for everything. Even yourself. Yay, Game Genie.
Well, you're talking about Battletoads and Game Genie, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you still have a Game Genie, I still remember some codes. Somehow it got implanted into my head, actually.
Somewhere I've got one.
Lives and Stage Select.
Somewhere I've got a Game Genie. About the only code I ever remember off the top of my head is Konami code. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start.
Yeah, who could ever forget that?
Yes, amen. Now, I also noticed your other videos that Ratchet has turned me on to. The one about the music, and I support your theory of the underground music, that they should come out in the open and everything, but also a lot of underground music cannot be played. If you honestly look at some of the musics, off the top of my head I can't remember any of them, but there's one song I heard that was underground music that was about destroying America's society. And this is just a metal song. I understand, yes, metal's supposed to be destructive and everything, but when you talk about ending the president's life by playing your music, causing his head to explode, and taking over the country and remaking it in your own image, I'm sorry, that should not be allowed.
Okay, that stuff I understand. That I can understand. Trust me, I can understand that kind of stuff. It's, you know, I don't go that far.
Hey, why are we getting into politics?
We're not getting into politics. We're talking about underground music, Nova. Did you just walk into this conversation?
No, it just sounds like we're going into politics.
We're not going into politics, I swear.
One question.
We have to be completely unbiased.
Unbiased.
Bias.
It's not biased. Shut up.
I've hated bias with a flaming passion since the decline of X-Play. Now, earlier I mentioned Irate Gamer. How many of you have heard of this guy?
Show of hands, me.
I've seen some things of this.
He's really not. His NVIDIA's technology are a bit impressive. They're a little bit more flashier than Angry Video Game Nerds. He's just not one of the best reviewers out there.
No, believe it or not, his early reviews were the worst. He used to actually be a ripoff, seriously. I'm not trying to be an AVG and Nazi, but the Irate Gamer, in 2007 and early 2008, he used to actually have jokes, monologues, and dialogue from him. But now he doesn't do that anymore, so calling him ripoff nowadays is getting older than a butterfly's lifespan.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's the Irate Gamer, he has his own style of videos. I like the Halloween ones he does. He touched the Monster Party game, which was graphically entirely altered when we got it in America.
Especially his Kool-Aid review. That's the best
that,
for me.
I like that one. That one made me laugh a bit. But it's
just rather just traditionally beating up him. He just uses the faucet. That's the best way to beat Kool-Aid.
It's all things of, hey, as when we're all kids, who wouldn't want to beat up the Kool-Aid man and just drink his lifeblood?
Yeah. That makes us vampires.
Drink the Kool-Aid-y goodness within him.
Yeah.
Wait, what about the Kool-Aid man?
Yes. What? What?
Kool-Aid man goodness.
I'm sorry, but if a big bowl of fruit punch bashed through my wall, I'd have to shoot it.
Well,
okay, what was I going to say next? Forgot what I was going to say next.
Well, it's all good. On that note, on at least that happy note of the Kool-Aid Man, I'm going to end this podcast. This is Otaku by Default, Dark Sound Wave, signing out. Say goodnight, everyone.
This is Gargoyle Man. It's time to solidify.
Nova, you want to say your goodbyes?
Oh, yeah.
Ratchet?
41-21-62.
Damn. And all I have to say with as every podcast, y'all just lost the motherfucking game. Good night, all.